reporting from Met Radio, CJTM 1280 AM in downtown Toronto. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Mia Johnson. This is your community news update. If you're a renter living in the city, you're going to want to hear this. A city program that provides grants for tenants behind on their rental payments is getting an increase of more than $2 million. Toronto Mayor Olivia Chow made the announcement this morning. She says the funding is part of her 2026 budget proposal, which the public got a first look at just last week.
As I stand here this morning, hundreds of renters across the city are waking up with a sinking feeling in their stomachs. The fear that they will soon lose their homes because they're behind in their rent.
Nearly 9,000 people find support through Toronto's Rent Bank program, part of the city's anti-homelessness initiative. The news comes after the University Health Network began rolling out a one-time rental assistance program, a program that is a first for Canada. Having racked up a total of $1 million in donations last month, UHN was able to cover the rent costs for their patients facing evictions, whether they were running late on their rental payments or offering grants to pay off first and last month's rent to secure them new housing.
I saw an article during the holidays. I saw what Dr. Rosari was doing, and I immediately thought, wait a second, I need to match that.
Dr. Andrew Buzari is the Gattuso Center for Social Medicine's founding executive director and is behind the launch of this grant program.
We know from decades of research that people who are chronically unhoused live half as long as the general public. So that's 30 to 40 birthdays that people are foregoing. It's unimaginable for people to think about a loved one losing 10 to 20 or 30 years of life. And it comes with real morbidity and healthcare costs, about 7 to 8-fold higher when we punish people by exposing them and subjecting them to homelessness.
Data released from Toronto Public Health in February found that unhoused women are dying younger, with the median age of death at just 36 years old. Toronto residents who identify as women generally live to the age of 85, according to the 2022 data. In recent news, homelessness in the province has gone up by 8%, according to a new report out today from Ontario's municipalities. While city data finds there are over 15,000 people already living unhoused in Toronto.
It's really about treating housing stability as preventive medicine.
Dr. Buzari says prevention funds like the Rent Bank program are saving taxpayer dollars as they're avoiding higher downstream costs the city would have to pay out in the long run to help those left without housing. But Mayor Chow says it's about more than saving costs.
Affordability isn't about keeping costs down. It's about keeping people in their homes.
She says there's been extra pressure on renters late on payments since the provincial government's new housing legislation passed. The law shortens eviction timelines from 2 months to now 30 days. While circumstances vary, the mayor says the average draw from the rent bank can be anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000, with $5,000 being the limit renters can receive per year. With this increase, Mayor Chow's 2026 budget will provide a total of $10.8 million now towards the rent bank, which she says would be enough to help 3,000 households this year who are past due rent.
When we invest in keeping people housed, we're making Toronto more affordable for everyone, and we're preventing the far greater cost of homelessness. We're making sure that one bad month or one medical emergency or a layoff doesn't destroy the entire family.
This has been your community update. This story was fact-checked by Kinza Zafar. We're broadcasting out of Met Radio CJTM 1280 in downtown Toronto. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Mia Johnson.